January where it's all full of fun and games, isn't it, Una?
Sure is.
Everybody's looking forward to Friday for your next parking challenge. Oh my God, parking. Seriously, this morning was, I actually, if you missed it earlier on this morning, I couldn't breathe coming into work because Una drove straight into the curb. I got to have your chassis checked. Do you know what I mean?
My chassis is fine. Don't you be talking about my chassis, right?
But the crunch of the bumper was...
Oh, no, stop. You really are exaggerating now. It was just a little douche. That was
No, it was pretty bad.
Okay.
But yesterday, you had, I had you in my ear once again, a little earpiece in my ear, and mic'd up. Mm-hmm. And you were basically like, right, there's a taxi outside for you.
Hop in.
And I'm like, where am I off to? He says, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I had to get into this taxi yesterday, and I had to listen to you and repeat everything you told me to say in this.
I have been laughing since yesterday.
I genuinely feel sick from doing that because, like, this is a prank. It's not like on a phone call where you can't see the person, but I'm looking at this person's face. A little taster of what Una was getting me to say.
Here, you don't mind if I pick my nose back here, do you?
You don't,
you don't mind
if I, pick my nose back here, do you?
Stop. Oh my God, I'm crying.
So we do have a video to accompany this.
And I can confirm, he did pick his nose.
All right, that is to come this morning in about, I don't know, about 10, 15 minutes time. The first part of me being in a taxi, pranking this poor taxi driver, who is an unsuspecting, innocent bystander, as Una's telling me to do the most unruly things in the back of a taxi. So, in a couple of days' time, we're going to hear Una's second parking challenge. Oh, look at you reverse into his face. And yesterday, you popped another ear pod into my ear, and I had to then listen to you, and I had to do everything you told me to do. And you were like, there's a taxi outside, hop into it.
Hop in, my friend. Dare I say it, but I actually think this is better than last week when you were scratching your backside in the pharmacy in Tullamore.
Still people sending me that saying, how do you work with that woman?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is the first part of me having to hop into a taxi. This poor lad. What was his name? Noel. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Noel.
Just heading into town there.
What? Just heading into town.
Are you busy?
Have you been busy?
Up the walls. Up the wall.
A good workman doesn't blame his tools.
You know.
I do.
What time are you on till?
What time are you on till?
Okay, I'd be on till maybe 5. Roughly about 7 hours a day.
7 hours a day.
Is that too much?
So just to let you in as well. The only person who can hear Una is me in my ears. She's not even in the car with me. She's in the car following us behind.
Just heading into town,
yeah. Okay.
Just heading into
town. You don't mind if I pick my nose back here, do you?
You don't mind if I pick my nose back here, do you?
I have a big one right at the back.
And
it's driving me mad.
It's driving me mad, so it is.
I'll throw it out the window, like.
I'll throw it out the window if I do get it, you know.
All right, drop it on the ground.
I could drop it on the ground.
I won't wipe it off the seat.
Next person could pick it up.
I won't wipe it off the seat, though.
I want you to pick your nose. Pick your nose. Pick it.
Yeah.
So you're just going into centre town, eh? So are you local?
Are you local?
I was local, but I was in Belfast most of my life.
Belfast most of your life.
But you're from this place?
You're from around here, though.
You're not from here, no.
No, I'm not from here. This is a bit of a hole, though, isn't it?
This place.
You're all a shower bonkers, really, aren't you?
All the shower bonkers, you know?
Shower muckers. You're shower muckers.
Shower muckers.
Shower mouth breathing knuckle draggers.
What part of the mouth breathing knuckle draggers? Oh, me. Not like the mouth breathing knuckle draggers.
Now sing the deliverance theme tune. I'm only joking. Your culties are gas, though, aren't they? I was going to say you got your day out of Croke Park.
Not so bad. Some of them.
You got your day out of Croke Park.
Oh, you didn't, because you're from Westmead.
You're from Westmead.
Tell him that you want to roll down the window and stick your head out. Tell him.
Can I roll down the window and stick my head out?
Do it.
Yeah. Oh, you've rolled it down for me.
No, just stick your head out.
I think my head is too big.
Tell me when you stuck your head out the window.
Yeah. Now, I feel like a doggy.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Catch me now, guard!
Catch me now, guard!
Listen. Say if a helicopter starts flying low over us, right?
If a helicopter starts flying low over us, yeah?
I need you to keep on driving, put the foot down.
I need you to keep on driving, okay? Just put your foot down.
How far are we from Portlaoise Prison?
From here, how far are we from Portlaoise Prison?
Do you want to go there, huh?
Do I want to go to Portlaoise Prison?
You just got out, you just escaped.
No, I just left there.
I escaped
from it.
Oh my God. Just kept on coming. And like, that man is trying to talk to me because I think he thought there was something wrong with me. It's like, I've got a special case here. And I couldn't hear a single word he's saying because you're just in my ear. Stick your head out the window. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Stick your finger up your nose. Oh my God. What does Una get me to do next in the back of this car? I am a prank puppet. I have become a prank puppet for Una.
I'm loving it.
For January only, though. No more of this nonsense after this. Thanks very much.
Oh, I don't know about that. You're doing such a good job.
So Una put an earphone on my ear, and then I had to get into a taxi. The only person that could hear Una and her instructions and the giddiness was her and me and the person driving Una behind the taxi that I was in. And you were just giving me things to do and say. This poor taxi driver, Noel, I am so sorry.
Ask him, has he ever had a wet willy? Just say it.
Have you ever had a wet willy?
All
the time.
No, just say, can I give you a wet willy?
No.
Say it.
Can I give you a wet willy?
It's super fun.
You have tissues up there, don't you?
Keep them handy.
Just say, I just put my finger in my mouth to wet it, to wet my finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stick it in your ear. Wet willy vibes!
Wet willy vibes!
Now, ask him to park up so you can give him a wet willy. Park up, safety first. Safety first, I said. Tell him.
So do you want to get out in the town, no?
Do I want to get out in the town?
Before...
No.
It's a great...
You're not...
Are you thinking of getting out in the town?
Ask him. Tell him you want him to park up so you can give him a wet willy.
No, not this time. No.
Just say, you have to say it. Say park up so I can give you a wet willy. Do you want to play a game of dare?
Do you fancy a game of dares?
I'll go first. I dare me. To lick your head.
to lick
your head.
No, I don't know.
Just say it. You don't have to do it. Just say it.
I dare me to lick your head.
I need a big tongue.
My tongue is actually too big for my head. My wife calls me lizard tongue. Say, this was the second weirdest thing I've done in a taxi.
This is the second weirdest thing I've done in a taxi.
Second weirdest.
First was my cousin.
I can't do this anymore. You've been wound up on iRadio. Oh my God.
Yes!
That poor taxi driver. I'd say just the nonsense he used to put in with regular people on a regular day. And then he used to put up with me asking him, can I stick my finger in his ear and lick his head?
I can't believe that you didn't ask him to pull over so you could give him a wet willy.
What the hell is wrong with you? Did you hear yourself getting so angry because they didn't pull over? Just like,
so you can give him a wet willy?
No.
Oh my God.
No. Alison, well done.
So that's it now.
You picked your nose in a cab, you flicked it, you put your head out the window, and you told him that you.
The guards are after you,
and that you wanted to give him a wet willy, and that the first thing you did in a taxi was, in fact,
That's it. I'm done with it. That's it. No,
there's more. There's 2 more weeks left in January.
Oh, crikey. Well, listen, we are looking forward to Una's driving and parking on Friday. But we do have a video of that. Me in the taxi with Una in my ear. It will be up on our Instagram at This Is I Radio and on our TikTok and Facebook. So if you missed us, you didn't miss much. That was where I had to take an earphone and put it in my ear, and I could hear Una talk to me, talking away to me, telling me to do things as she says, climb into that taxi there. And that taxi man had no idea of what the hell was going on. And you were getting me to say some inappropriate things to this taxi man.
Yeah, you said them. Scarlet for you. Absolutely mortified. Can't believe you said them. Honest to God.
And
like,
you went home and told your children.
I did.
They were not impressed. Nope. And they had this to say because they sent me a voice note.
Wet willies are very rude.
Wet willies are very,
very rude.
Yes.
Very rude.
You tried to get me to do a wet willy to the taxi man. You're like, time to pull over. Time to pull over.
Well, in fairness, I was thinking safety first. I wasn't going to allow you to do a wet willy while he was driving. So that's why I asked you to ask him to pull over. So, you know.
Very true.
Yeah.
I wasn't
You're welcome.
It. I wasn't doing it though.
No, you know.
No, I'm not.
Noli Rodi.
And then our other video of the other prank that you had me be your puppet for, which we were in the pharmacy where you had me standing there scratching your arse.
Stop, oh God.
Scratching my arse, and then you showed it to your 4-year-old twins.
Yeah.
They don't need to see Uncle Cooper
funny.
Seeing this.
I saw you scratch your bum in the pharmacy.
Yeah. Beautiful pronunciation of every single word there.
I saw you.
Yeah, I saw you. You did see me. What was I doing?
Scratch your bum in the pharmacy.
Scratch your bum in the pharmacy. Yeah, well, listen, come here. That's what your mother makes me do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they saw you picking your nose as well.
Yeah.
Well, I told them about it. They said you are disgusting.
I am disgusting.
You are disgusting.
It's so funny. When the video goes up today at This Is I Radio, of Una telling me to do things at the back of a taxi, this poor taxi man's driving along, you literally said to me in my ears, I don't know if you actually could hear the audio of you say, start picking your nose, pick your nose. All right. And so I literally am there, and you're like, dig deep. I don't know if that actually made the cut, right?
Yeah.
And then later on during it was a 10-minute taxi ride. Later on during that ride, you're like, they give him a wet willy, so stick your finger in your mouth and get it all wet. Unbeknownst to me, straight away, because I was so nervous about the whole thing, the finger that I was picking my nose with went straight in my mouth.
Oh, you're so disgusting. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. No, we didn't need to hear that.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're disgusting.
I hear you're judging me anyway for everything else. Yeah. Allegedly do with me itching bum and me swallowing bits and bobs. It was our prank today, which I'm not going to lie to you, I'm really uncomfortable doing these, and that is where you send me out with an earphone in my ear and you're instructing me to do things that I don't really want to say or do, and you had me sitting in a taxi, this poor lad no idea what was going on.
Wet willy vibes.
Now ask him to park up so you can give him a wet willy.
You wanted me to ask this poor taxi man to park up so I could give him a wet willy.
Safety first, I said. Tell him.
So do you want to get out in the town, no?
Do I want to get out in the town?
Before?
No.
Is it great?
You're getting so frustrated there. Because
I wanted you to give him the wet willy.
When we got back after doing this, right?
Yeah.
I was like, you were getting so frustrated. I wasn't. No, I wasn't. Listen to yourself.
Tell him you want him to park. Up so you can give him a wet willy.
Nah, not this time.
I think I've had enough of this. I cannot genuinely do these anymore. Like, you thrive on doing prank calls.
I do.
This is a different level of actually going out and annoying people in public.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not really doing any of the work because it's me coming up with everything, so you're just like,
I'm the one who has to. Like, your challenge for January is to park your car.
Yeah.
You can't.
And you came up with it.
You couldn't even manage to do that last week. And even this morning then, you actually crashed into the curb. I That's actual footage.
It was not as dramatic as that. Yeah. It was just a little dish.
So I don't want to do these anymore. I can't handle it.
Cooper, you have to do another prank. You can't be so selfish in denying us.
Hey, hang on a second. It's not being selfish. It's just like I feel sick. It's making me nauseous. I don't like it.
This fun that we are having. The laughs, the belly laughs that we are having.
Belly laughs, it's affecting my belly in ways that you don't want to know. There's noises and gurgles coming out of my belly.
And us actually squirming, listening to you doing it.
Do you want to hear something squirm?
We are all encouraging you. But you know what? Self-growth. It's all about self-growth.
I don't need it. Don't want it. I don't. I'm not even thirsty for that type of attention to me.
Right. No, it's about becoming a better human.
How is that? Being absolutely disgusting and nasty to people.
You're working on yourself.
In a pharmacy telling him that I've got piles in an itchy arse and I have to scratch it in front of him and then pick my nose and flick it and ask a taxi driver, does he even want a wet willy? Then you ask him to lick his head.
Did you know?
And then you told him that I slapped my cousin. There's something wrong with you. No.
It's just about me. You're learning how to be assertive. You're welcome.
Spell assertive.
A-S-S-E-R-T-I-V.
I'm actually going off talking to you right now. Because everything I seem to be doing is just making me look like an idiot. You embarrass me.
You embarrass yourself. Mortified for you. He got into a taxi yesterday and he asked the taxi driver if he could pick his nose in the car and then asked him if he could give him a wet willy. and then called him a culchie and a mucker and a...
Oh my God, you told me to say, you told me to say, aren't they all mouth breathers, knuckle draggers down here?
Yeah, you did. You said, you said it.
You missed your day in the Crow Point. No, you're telling me to say, oh my God. Yeah. It's all part of the task, Una.
Of the pranks. You were doing the pranks for January.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, guys, I'm out for a walk. People will commit me to the asylum. I am in stitches here on the road laughing at you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're having fun. Not happy about doing them, Una. I'm not comfortable with doing them.
Cooper.
Yes?
Think of it as a team building day.
A team building game. All right, that's a bit of a stretch.
Una is giving you direction to be a stronger, better person.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The nation needs it. The nation wants it. The nation loves it. Do it for your country.
Stand up. Stand up. Do it for your country. Stand up. Stand up, I said. He's not, can you believe it? Even Donald from across the water is standing up. And he from across the water.
I'm actually just in shock that you've actually stood for the first time today.
You should play that every few minutes to get me up.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go, go, go.